everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Mantras. Celebrities who want to access those rivers of nickels use them all the time. And if they can pull it off, well, we can too. Now keep in mind, a mantra is very different than a tagline, a value proposition, a snazzy title for your books or programs. Think of them as anchors. They focus the market's attention and gives folks an idea to hold on to. Here are two things every great mantra has that these other things don't. First up, a mantra defines. It sets the standard for success. It answers the question, what does success look like? Let's continue to use Marie Kondo as an example. Her surround yourself with things that give you joy is the benchmark for her outcome. According to Kondo, we don't want just to declutter and have more space. We want more joy. We want to be surrounded by joy. A tagline, a title, they identify the outcome. A mantra drills down a level and defines it. Second, a mantra also gives direction. It's a clue on how to get there. Another thing a title or a tagline doesn't do. Now I'm going to use a golden oldie for an example here. Remember that Susie Orman, personal financial guru? One of her mantras was, money over things, people over money. This gives folks a quick way to make decisions. That said, it also doesn't give all the answers. A good mantra gives direction, but it also sets up more ideas. Seriously, though, mantras are a key tool if you want to build a robust platform of products and services for groups. They communicate your philosophy in an intriguing way. So spend some time distilling your criteria for success and your direction. It'll be worth it. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.